And as you'll notice on our program, we have now our question period. And several questions have been already submitted. We'll ask Brother Paul to come up first and read the questions that he received and give his responses accordingly. Brother Paul.
What Russell was thinking of with Dan's talk about proving, he says, now I've got to prove what I've said. We have one, two, three, four questions. So I'll just go through the four. The first question is, please explain how Brother Russell was a reformer. Most historians have identified two Reformation periods, what they call an early Reformation and a latter Reformation. I tend to favor three Reformation periods. The Reformation period was an attempt for certain leaders to get the Catholic Church or the Universal Church to change. Martin Luther was a reformer. Martin Luther did not in any way want to start the Lutheran movement. All he wanted to do was to change the church. That's all. We should not be misled in thinking that Martin Luther was the first reformer. He was the first successful reformer. But there were reformers down through the early periods, all trying to change the church. But they failed. So, Martin Luther was the first early reformer trying to change the church. Most historians will then think of the latter reformers or those who finally have not been able to reform the church, change the church. I added a third, so I really have three, in my mind, three Reformation periods. The early Reformation, the middle Reformation, and the latter Reformation. I put Brother Russell as a reformer, not trying to change the church, because he used the Revelation text, come out of her, my people. So he wasn't trying to change the church. He was a reformer of doctrines. He was a reformer of era. He was a reformer trying to change the basic ideas that were accepted in the church. So that's why I consider him. So I see him as a reformer of era. Whereas the others, Zwingli and Luther and Wycliffe, they were reformers of an organization. So that's how I see Brother Russell on that point. And from that standpoint, we're all reformers. If you try to change the era, if you don't change the era, you don't do anything, you just accept things go your way, just let it go by, you're not a reformer. But if you, every time you see things going on and try to make a change, consider yourselves a reformer. Second question. What would be lies of omission? Well, failure to give all the facts. Failure to tell the whole story. If I were to tell you that I can prove to you in the Bible that there is no God, would you believe it? Did you know that the Bible said there is no God? What was that, Joe?
Other than Jehovah.
Of course. Fools said that.
Sure, that's a lie of omission. You fail to give the complete story. A fool says in his heart there is no God. to extract just a little piece of it, you see. So that's what I mean by lies of omission. Incidentally, that text is in Psalms 14:1. The Bible states, a fool says in his heart, there is no God. Another question is preaching versus teaching. Teaching is imparting knowledge. But you know, even the professional teachers, we have a couple of professional teachers over here. I don't know, did she go home? Where is she? There she is. She's in the back over there. A professional teacher today, if they were to define what is teaching, they would say change in behavior. Right? Changing human behavior is teaching. Well, I see that as really a combination teaching and preaching. Because teaching is just imparting information. That's all that is. Preaching is persuading people to use that information for the change of behavior. So, teachers, you know, teachers are all around. They're, you know, it's so universal. It's so universal. Even parents, if you think of it that way. Parents are teachers, teaching their children. But how many are preachers? Preachers is persuading them. Preachers is motivating them. Preachers is convincing them that what I'm teaching you should be accepted. Okay? Last question. Brother Paul, would you please comment on the reason why Jude uses the following words so often